Do you remember holding me close in the winter? Remember our future plans made together? Remember our vows were made for the better? I'll always remember when we said forever. It's your girl, Sion, and I want you to tune in to the live stream every Saturday and Sunday to Overall Settings Podcast. See you there.
Overall Settings, the podcast that differs.
We're here today for a very sad occasion, the untimely passing of Sister Charmaine McKenzie. And who better to talk about Sister Charmaine than somebody near and dear to our heart, one of our best friends, if not her best friend, Miss Lady Ann. We're going to welcome her to the platform. The official, original First Lady of the Day.
You know, so First Lady to the world. You might
be
the one, you know.
Mm. Yeah, man. Lady Ann, how are you? I want to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to have such an iconic figure like you on our platform, especially preparing for the funeral of a friend, like somebody near and dear to your heart, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, before we get into that, you know, I just want to, you know, give the viewers, you know, the younger generation and the people who might not know you for some reason or another, you know, a little insight to who Lady Ann is, you know, and then we can kind of venture into how Charmaine came into your life and how you guys crossed paths.
Well, Lady Ann, first lady of reggae dancehall, the first female to walk with a number one song, album of the year, DJ of the year. Yeah, first lady who set it, yes, before every most of somebody's lady. Yeah, me the first lady. But them looking at ratings and no respect in the business, as them say. American Carl Philip, them icon. American Carl, they great icon. And Jamaica called their great dinosaur, which is so bad and disrespectful.
Yeah, I never understood the significance in that. That's kind of that's kind of crazy.
I rude them. Right, them all look right. We pave the way for them. I set way for them for Carlos dinosaur. If you don't have the root, or you get the leaf, the branch, and the stem, them not understand.
Exactly.
So we set it. You understand?
So when did you set out on this journey? And become, you know, like that, because like you said, First Lady, that's a very big title. And even though it doesn't come with the accolades, like, you have the proof that you actually did it by having the number one album, being the number one, having the number one.
Oh, me have my proof. Me have my award, them for sure.
Exactly.
There was no female in my time. There was female, right. But them never. I mean, they have the bigger and the better song. So that's what made me get achieve those things. I had the first female DJ to get a number one single.
Wow.
You'd have Kojak and Liza, Altia and Dana. But right. I am the first female DJ, a single artist, to get those things. And Sister Charmaine follow up and get DJ the year after me. But I was the first female to get them.
Wow. So where did this journey begin, and like what year was that?
In 1983, may achieve all of those.
And you're originally from Kingston, I believe.
Yeah, Kingston.
So growing up in that community, when did you decide, yo, I'm gonna? Because obviously, when a pioneer sets out to do something, you never really know that you're going to be the best at what you do. But, like, when did you start your personal journey, like, to say, well, I'm going to take up on
my grandmother is the first person. My, My grandmother is a person who introduced me to the music, and then growing up now, start parried Little John and Ty and Tristan Palmer and Barrington Levy them, and just get involved in the music a little further, and that's how it all started and began. But my grandmother was the first person to introduce me to it. Because she discovered and see the talent in me, because I always sing and I make nice. So she just said that I could want to have talent, you know?
And when you talk about 13, talk about 13, like you say, you have to talk about Michael Palmer, you have to talk about Pinchas, you have to talk about, you have to talk about so many different, I mean, the 13 was always blazing with talent, you know? You know what I mean? Like that's like a home base for, you know.
Kingston 13 is full of talent. You did have the ranking duo. You did have the Stan, the Brave Man. You did have Eastwood. You'd have the Dillinger. You did have the Trinity, the Tony Tuff, the Michael Prophet, the Summit Dread, Peter Lucky, Tristan Palmer. Kingston 13. The Jatta Mask, you have the Jatta Mask, the Louis Lake King.
Full of talent.
Melissa Tyan, right?
Yeah, man.
Full of talent, the Tony Tuff, the Barry Brown. You name it. Kingston Church was a place where the talent, full of talent.
So at the time when you became the first lady of the dance hall, and you know what I mean, I'm pretty sure that the hype added up to it, because I used to, I'm an artist myself, and I can remember Sly. I had the opportunity of working with Sly Dunbar in a very close proximity. And one thing that he told me, you know, because my career kind of started in reverse. It started here in America. And I was going back to Jamaica, and Sly was actually here doing some tracks for me. And I'm like, yo, man, I got Jamaica because the man them say, I dess it there. And I dess something, I figure, Boss and Ray and Tay. And Sly said, yo, brother, if you sell 2,000 records in Jamaica right now, you're the biggest thing at Jamaica. How much record you have to sell in America to be the biggest thing? Millions. So why you run doing a little hype there? Like, not to say, well, you don't want to bust which part, you know what I mean? It there, but hype, I'm saying foundation over hype, my youth. That the man tell me. That is one thing I always speak out in my mind. You said you and Charmin met in the 90s through Squiddly Ranking. Do you feel like your closeness to her was because the part that you guys traveled was kind of similar?
You know, me not really know. She just was a genuine and cool person. And we just, the Lee and the Spicy, we just mesh.
Mm-hmm.
We just get along perfect. So, you know, she cool. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't just that, you know, we just mesh. Me and I was more than a music, no? We just grew and develop a good friendship.
So here you have two dancehall queens, like literally people who come, and because remember, you know, a whole heap of owner, you know. And for you, two standout individual giant force now. And if you notice, everybody kind of do them own thing, you know. You don't really see the woman them apart. You know what I mean? We never really see, like, one at a time, it's like Spice.
Because they have no love. They have no love and unity for each other, and them envy and jealousy each other, and them just a tear up each other. Me and Charmin never do that. We just love each other.
Right.
We just know, so we just par and we flex and we share a dumpling or a banana together, because unity is strength.
Exactly.
And if the rest are female, let me not realize that unity is strength. Maybe it's not better for us.
Right.
But no unity and no dead, so that means no strength or dead. Because the unity never dead. No strength never dead. And I just died. That's all the thing they were there.
Like, you guys' talent was unquestionable. I mean, and still is unquestionable. God rest her soul, obviously, she's no longer with us. But, like, to the point, up until the point that she passed away, like, she was still sharp, witty, lyrical, you know what I mean, clever, and could move a crowd, you know what I'm saying? So, like, when you think, and you guys were at the top of the game in your time, and her
like
time.
That.
So why did you guys, like, become, like, non-existent in the dancer, like, you know, to the point where it was like, if somebody new come along, them not going to really...
As me explained to you, them say we are dinosaurs, so them try to push you up because for the Jamaicans, if it no, if it's old, it not have no use, and if it's not expensive, it no good. Mm-hmm. So I just they say it there. Them just decide to push me out. So them always push out the better artists, them is notice.
Yeah, the one them who really have the talent, the one them who really set it. You know what I mean? Because you guys were the innovators and
them push you out, right. Yeah, them always.
So I had the I think it was about, I want to say maybe 6 or 7 years ago, and I came to a studio in New York, Jalife. He was, I forgot what him called the rhythm with Barrington Levy the Depan, but him did have a program when they run pan a rhythm there, and me the inner. Yeah, man. But them call it like a different name. Murderer. And a Baba Boom. And a Baba Boom. But yeah, I see a murderer rhythm there. And he was putting out back the rhythm because I didn't even know that he produced the rhythm. But me always usually come a New York, come check Sluggy. Another great New York artist who pass on. You know what I'm saying? And me and Sluggy always par. And Sluggy carry me, come around your life. And I say, yo, Vice him. And when I come in, come Vice, you were there. Sister Charmaine was there. And I me and you had started talking, and I was, you know, telling you, me and you are almost like family. You know what I mean? And you were like, how? And then I start explaining, like, the link between, you know, the family, them and everything, Vanjie and the whole of them. And, you know, and you was like, all right, so here what? I'm perfect. Carry her go back to Bronx for me. I'm like, all right. And I could never imagine what type of ride that was going to be. But when I say from the time she entered the vehicle to the time when she come out, it was like the most, like, eventful, joyful, funniest ride that I had ever had with anybody in my life. Was she always like that?
Full of vibes, you know?
Every
full of vibes. Anyway, full of vibes.
Mm. You know what I mean? Like, she had like this...
She's full of vibes, man. She's a fun
It was right around the time when the Whitney that had come out, the 85 rhythm. And there was this controversy going around that Spice had kind of like took her style and her song and... wasn't paying homage or something. And as she was like, oh, them girl ain't a hard like me. And she get a rhythm like the 85 rhythm and she voice over a song. I mean, I don't know if it was like the song where she didn't end up initially do panny rhythm where them said Spice did take from her or use her pattern panny. But I don't remember. It was kind of like vaguely in my mind. But
Spice did not take anything from Charmin. Just one of them things. Spice just use the style and the idea and do counteract the song. That's all.
Right.
No,
right,
take
right.
She take them from Charmin. She just do a counteract. She just do a remake of the song. Of the song. Where that's what, you know, that's what just keep Charmin name just alive. Because a young artist come now and do a remake. You understand? Right. So it just make Charmin name call. But she really take nothing from Charmaine. She just do her thing to the song, and that's it.
She was a very vibrant person. You know what I'm saying? Very outspoken person from the experience that I had with her. And I know that you're the same way. And a lot of times, those personalities don't gel well. And, you know, from what I seen, every time you come to New York and I seen Charmaine, you were always there. When I look at the shows that I see online, you were always there. So, did you guys bump heads a lot, or you know what I mean, or you always kind of know how to deal with her, or you know, if you keep her under manners, or you know, like all that.
Okay, no, you know, we don't argue. We never had a body. We never had. We never argued. Tell us, listen. We never argued. Never. You know?
Wow.
And anywhere I go, my car, if she not there by me, my car, like, come here before me, she must say, listen, the adventure will come up in a way I go, so come over from now. And she come over and just go pan.
Because you know you very outspoken, you know, I put your mouth on the ground and talk. If you have something to say, you are going to say it. And I got the same thing from her. So, you know, for you guys to have a relationship for that long and not both
kids. Because guess what? She's not really outspoken. She's a little more calmer than me. She really make nice like that. She's more of a joke. Me more speak up more than she. She taking a lot. Me more speak up more than she. But she listens. She listens. When she do something like her, it's long I talk to her about it, she listens.
What is one thing that you would like people to know about your friend that they probably don't know, or there's been misconceptions over the years, or if there's one thing, because I noticed every platform that you've been on thus far, even when she was alive, and that's the one thing I'm a rate and love with, you know. You know what I mean? Like, you have some people, them come out of the woodwork, you know, after the person dead and gone, oh, me did love her, rest in peace. And you were a champion for Charmaine when she was here, even in death. Me see, yeah, wave the banner for your eyes, same way. You know what I mean? So if there's any misconceptions, but you would like clear the ear because with about her.
All right, tell her the people them with us, she a junkie and shot a nigga. She was going through a lot and she just never she not talk her business. So yeah, she could be too much to drink, but she has tough to take the time to know her, to know that she's a beautiful, one of the sweetest person. One of the sweetest friends could I ever have. She kind. So people are see her upon the street, don't know what she's going through, don't know what her life is about, and they just judge her. They say the worst thing about her. And she's not that person. She just need that support and that love, and she never gets done. And everybody's angry them problem well. Some people just don't know how to deal with it. And she was just one of them persons who just never know how to deal with her problem. And she gets a lot of backlash, a lot of hate, and then something because of it. But genuinely, she's a sweet person, very sweet girl.
And I think she genuinely loved her music and loved, you know, a community that probably wasn't as kind to her as they should have been. And, you know, like I say, if you're not a strong-minded person, everybody threshold kind of different. That will kind of break you down in a little way, you know. You know what I mean? And you know, I'm like you.
If you don't
give me my roses, if you don't give me my roses while I'm here, don't come on my funeral or don't have me put as no hashtag by your page and don't be no champion for me when me gone, you know. Me no depend on that. Me no want them accolades there. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not a champion for me in life, and one thing I'm going to say, Lady Ann, you, from a new your affiliation with Charmaine, like, every interview with me see you upon, you know what I mean? You say, oh, me have to carry her, you know. I wouldn't even want me to carry her, because you know you always have that one little friend where them down a filter, you know what I mean? And them go out with the things them are, whatever, and a lot of times...
I'm a charge. If anyone me a good, me don't get $1 million, she don't forget half. I'm charging.
Right.
I'm a charge that from 1990 until her death. I'm a charge. So anyone me a go, from me she can't come, and from me can't find her, she have to come.
The morning when you got that call, like, I could imagine you were in disbelief. Just bring us back to that day if you can.
I said, you know it, though. You never want to hear that. That's
right.
Well, whenever we get the news and...
You know, like I said, my condolences to you. I mean, I've lost a best friend in the past, and, you know, somebody who I could pick up my phone and call at any given time and you know, them said to be absent from the body is to be with the Lord, but that doesn't make it no easier for us down here who accustomed to when somebody become a fixture in your life. You know what I mean? You're talking about a 30-year friendship, you know? Somebody who make you laugh, like you say, you share a one something with somebody who you and I have so many different similarities. Like when you I get ready for go gear up for your stage show, that was one of the first people you call and say, yo, hey girl, make go gang this. I'm going to deal with that, you know? So, I mean, it's a tough one. You know, definitely a tough one. And, you know, my heart.
We never have no time for live bad.
Right.
We never have no time for live bad. I just love our unity. We just say, you know? Love our unity.
Man. Yeah, man.
Because we never jealous of each other. We never envy each other. We just know, say, one of them better than one. I want one gooder than one. I want greater than one. And I just say, go with it. We never challenge right. Each other's talent. Because we know she's a DJ, we talk certain things, and me now we talk certain things. So we never have an issue. Two different art, style artists, so
right,
we live good.
Right.
Never live with each other.
Four. Really.
And we never in no competition with each other either.
Right. Yeah, that's
in love.
Yeah, trust me, man. Give me one real friend in life opposed to a million fake ones. You know what I say? And like me say, from throughout, you have
them
been...
Them say best friend better than pocket money, you know?
Yeah, man. True, man. Like me say, you find some people in life where them champion for people when them gone, you know what I mean? And them want... It's like it's a lot of times it's for your photo app or for your like on Facebook or, you know, wherever. Your thing, genuine and real.
Yeah.
You know, I see up on an interview the other day and even the person.
People must are in love with each other.
Yeah, man. For real, man. And the love between you and Charmaine was definitely real. And it resonated. You know, you can look, them say a picture says 1,000 words. And every picture when we see you and I in her, you can see the love. Every time I see you together, you can see the love. Every interview, every stage show, the love was there. You know what I say? And the love will live on, you know, through, you know,
never
you
are. Like
yeah, man. You know, and I can't appreciate that. I'm a respect that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I say? So, you know, do you know if she had any, like, recent... music that she put out, or anything like that. Was she working on anything at the time?
We have one song where me and her did that. That was our last recording session. Me and her, Bad Like We. Yeah, that was our last song because people get her this tune, but they could have never get a complete song out of her. She had to start recording, and she had to say, "Me have to go." But me and her did a song together and then about Like Me.
So is there plans to is that song released?
Put it out.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we'll put it out any day now. Any day now, we'll drop it.
Overall sentence, the podcast that differs.
Them no wicked like.
two immense talent. You know, I mean, I'm sorry that, you know, I have to have you here under these particular circumstances, but, you know, I mean, them say such is life. You know, this COVID and this whole year.
The Lord gave it and he take it.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, man, a true man.
The Lord
you know,
gave but, it and he take it.
Yeah, man, but she made an impact
on some people's life. I don't even think she knew, you know, what. A lot of times you don't even know
because you're the artist and, you know, you might feel like, oh, them bench me or me nah, but there's somebody in this world who idolizes you guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, trust me. There's somebody who have you upon the biggest pedestal. There's somebody where everything where you do, them cherish it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we can't take them people that lightly. And I feel like if she felt that love more, you know what I'm saying, maybe her thing would have been a little different, you know what I'm saying? You know, if people got the opportunity, because I was truly a fan. I was truly a fan. From the very first time I see her, you know, the stage for them, she was always one of my favorite woman DJ. You know what I mean? And then hence comes Sa, and, you know, and then, you know, like, you know, some of those people. But, you know, Lady Anne, wow, murderer to this day, Renee and Bia still, like, any dance, you can't guarantee. Try to go in night, try to go in a dance, and you hear that.
This one is a special dedication to the world of Dung Day. Rasta, him just a call up, me name, you know, Rebeta, Chateta, Bayeta, Loveta, Skanketa. Eh, tell them, certain boy Pandikana in farmer. Certain boy Pandikana in farmer. For him a fight against me, I'm me lover.
As assassin is as of late now, but you already know the Tristan Palmer and your one. And sometimes the Tristan Palmer they will play. But your son Africa. From the reading the chap, your son Africa.
Which is great.
You know what I mean? How when you say them blacklist you and them try put your back on, you know, certain things where you didn't forget from the business, you probably never get because of, you know, probably not being knowledgeable or just by design with people directly, I fight you. But one thing I can say, Lady Anne, you and Sister Charmaine are making a mark in this business. On an icon. And nobody can take that from you. The milestone they want to set, the bar want to set for people is what kind of paved the road for everybody will come after you. So, me not ever want you to feel slighted in that way there, because I always say a prophet is only without honor and I'm poor no.
Me, your madam, me not feel, me not feel no way, baby. Me used to them things, the thing that don't bother me. Not right. One bit, me not care. Not look for
right.
Them.
Right.
Not bother me.
Right.
Mm. I no time for stress for them sitting in me. Am I going to fit them? Am I fit them?
Right. So for all of the people that know we want to find Lady Anne, we want to know any like music where you have out there. Which part them can find you, like which so them social media platforms them can find you, or where them can go
down
any music where you have out there.
For Instagram a Lady Anne one,
for
Facebook a Lady Anne A.D. Cost. That's all I can
okay.
Find me on Instagram. Lady and one, Facebook Lady and ADA
Cast. On behalf of the overall Settings family, give her family my condolences. Lady Anne, it was a pleasure having you. This platform is your platform, as well all to other artists, you know what I'm saying? So anything where we can do, anything where you are push, you're more than welcome to come back, you know what I'm saying? Anytime you feel like, you know, all you have to do, like you have my direct link, so wherever you are pushed from the gimme, it gone out there. You know what I say? If it's a video, you know, anything where you are pushed, you can send it come give it. And we definitely drop it on the platform. But I just want to thank you very much for taking the time out.
Cool.
Again, I send my condolences to you and Charmaine's family. you know, and bless up yourself.
And thank you for having me too. It's a blessing. Yeah, man. Thank you for having me too. And it's a blessing.
Yeah, man. Big up yourself. All right, woman. All right. Bless up, yeah?
All right, big up yourself. Yeah.